Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, top of the morning. We're on Blog Talk Radio. So, look how we've been rolling this whole morning, and I just put the air sign on, but I'm glad it's on now. And you on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope all is well out there. I hope y'all made it to see our destinations. I hope you're safe and sound in your mind, and you can put the thoughts out into the universe that you want to manifest back to you, because you reap what you sow, as a man thinketh, so shall he be. And once again, I just want to thank y'all for being on Blog Talk Radio with me, and I want to thank y'all for just coming through from so many different locales around the globe, and just for to study more listeners, just picking up, and just, you know, I'm just passing on information. When I come across the information, I pass it on to share it with you guys. A lot of it could be stuff that I studied and know, because that's why I can articulate it to you in a good fashion. And some of it be stuff that I be coming across, new bits and pieces too, that we'll go over together. So that's what this is about. So we go over a lot of things here on Blog Talk Radio, on the morning drip. So we don't just get on one topic. So sometimes we go out there, you know, we travel through the universe. But like, again, I want to thank y'all for coming in from all around the globe, from everywhere that you're coming in from, listening to, whether you up north, whether you up south, whether you northwest, southwest, northeast, or southeast of the globe. I just want to thank y'all for coming through. Don't forget to, again, follow us at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group and LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. The Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group, that's for your do-it-yourself e-books. Anything you hear on the show, we got some e-books that'll help you out with repairing your, getting your credit stuff together, and for business formation where you put fundability. So check us out there for that. And don't also check us out at Queen Kitty. .net, Ms. Taybay's feminine hygiene line, and that's queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram. And guys, don't forget, man, your girl ain't got to always get it. You could get something for her. You know, get going there and get something for her, man. Get her a little package or something. Hook her up. So think about that. Also, for the donations, we got the 501 C3, the nonprofit helping out the Choir Life to Humanity. It's two chapters, one in California, one in Texas, and it's trucks. The trucks do get out and be active, get to an area near you, whatever donations they give. The more that you give, the more that you receive. And hey, the preachers tell you that all the time. You rush there and you give it to them. So it's like, for real, when the more you give, the more that you will receive. And that's real. Some people just give their voice. Some people just get a voice. How you think Yahushua traveled? How he was fed off the universe? Yeah. He didn't have a place to go to. I mean, he could have went anywhere. But yeah, he didn't have a place to be called his own. He traveled and spread the word, the holy breath, breathing on people. You feel me? And then when you breathe on people, it's going to be people to hate what you're spilling, and it's going to be people to love what you're spilling. The people to love what you're spilling are going to take you in. Oh, you don't need nothing, man. It's on me. You feel me? They're going to take you in. And the ones who don't, they go just continue to snare and plot and plan and be the snakes and slizzards that they are. That's how it go. That's just a part of life. That's human nature. See, you got to understand the nature, the characteristics of man. Okay? Well, we already know the essence is spirit, but hell, you got a physical being. So with that comes characteristics and traits. You just got to study man. And if you know thyself, then you are no man. So you on Blog Talk Radio, again, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. So today's topic, we go get in here and drink some of this lemon water here. Today we go get into the, we're going to talk about the straw man. And like I said, this stuff be categories what I have knowledge on, but I like to go pick up articles and stuff from people. I like to go read different stuff from people and spread it out. That way I can read it. And disclaimer, right, the disclaimer is this is by somebody else. I'm going to read his information and then my thoughts are my thoughts. My opinions are my opinions. I got the right to be opinionated on whatever I believe or want to say, right? Okay, somebody don't like it, they don't like it. Hey, they don't have to agree with it. That's just how that go. I don't. You have to agree with everything that somebody say. That don't mean we can't get along. Yeah, because I disagree with you on something like that. That would be the people's problem. Oh, now we got so much difference in the world because I think this way and you think that way. Man, we going through the same struggle. You got to keep walking by me every day in the same struggle. And I got what you can use and you got what I can use to help each other. But we just going to keep walking by each other like, oh, no, I don't need you. Huh. Yeah, okay. Man, let me get this water in me, y'all. And then we're going to push on down the line. And we always run across the straw man in the person talk. That's what y'all folks, y'all got to get on hold of that. You got to go study what a person is. Everything that they doing is dealing with legal dictionaries, with civil law. That's what this is civil law. And where all this stuff becomes criminal, besides commercial, it's going to show you how. Because that's their capacity that they're functioning in. And because they function in that capacity, they can only tax entities of that capacity. So in order to tax your black ass and keep you subjugated on your own land and keep the foot on us, they had to put us a title on us that they could tax us as a merchandise, as property, which we are to them. Let's open up the eyes, folks. You have went nowhere. If that was the case, if you was from Africa and you just no good no more and you free now, they would have told you to pack your bags, man. We got a bunch of ships. They own all kinds of ships. We could have sent you home. They ain't never told you that, huh? Hell, forget paying me anything. Just send me home. If you're saying I'm from Africa, and you took me from somewhere you know where I'm from, just send me home. I'd be happy with that. Because over here ain't nothing going on. Not for a black man. Not for a person to call themselves black. It ain't nothing going on. But a beat down through the criminal justice system, a beat down from the police pulling you over unjustly and doing something to you, a beat down from your own people. Yeah, you're just getting beat down all around through the society. So, why is that? Because of your status. That's what's so important. The status determines everything in international law. Who comes to your aid and defense when you have a grievance? The good old boys, just the good old boys come. Never meaning no harm. You remember that song? The Duke boys. Duke's a hazard. The good old boys come to, yeah, that's who coming to your defense. That's who flag. Yeehaw, the Confederate flag. Y'all remember the Duke boys? They had that Charger, that Challenger running. I used to watch. I loved the Duke boys. I just didn't know. I was way on the other coast. I loved the Duke boy, good old Duke boy. They had the General Lee. The General Lee, that was his name, General Lee, with the Confederate flag on the car. I used to like, woo, them two white boys, hillbillies. They said, woo, boy, they was into it. Low and Duke. Low and Bo and Duke Luke. Yeah, that was their name. Bo and Duke Luke. And I loved that Confederate flag. It was in our homes. That was in our TVs. Man, so come to find out. You know, you gotta understand what signs and symbols is, what's before you, and what's going on. So that's what we gonna do today. We're gonna go into this straw man and find why this artificial person, man, this artificial person get treated any kind of way. Man, if they know that you don't know, man, they fit to put that Roman civil law on you. Man, they finna put that taxation without representation on you. Pay on to Caesar. Oh, you ain't got your license. Oh, you ain't got your blinker on. Oh, you ain't got your seatbelt on. Oh, you driving too fast. Oh, you need a license to drive. Oh, yeah, all that. Yeah, they're going to tax you everywhere you go. You on the Monopoly board, remember. You on the Monopoly board playing Monopoly with fake money. So you just going around shaking the dice. Every time the black man roll the dice, you ain't got nada. You ain't got nothing on the board. And I ain't talking about the couple that do own something. See, that's a couple. We talking about the whole. Man, we talking about the whole. See, the whole is zero. Nada. On the bottom rail. of society. So I know in my experience with playing Monopoly with people, when I play Monopoly with people, I notice people just roll the dice. They just roll the dice. And that's no offense. They just roll the dice, really, because they don't understand the full the concept of the Monopoly. How can you have a Monopoly? You can't have no Monopoly by yourself. How are you going to have a Monopoly by yourself with all these people in the world? You got to have a Monopoly with other people. See, that's what they didn't tell you. You got to be unified to have a Monopoly. You got to have people all around the board that you can work with. So, see, you trying to play Monopoly and have Monopoly for yourself. But when I play Monopoly, I'm playing Monopoly with all y'all. Even though I'm telling you outside to you, and even though I'm acting like I'm funking with you, I'm really playing with you. Because at some point in the game, I'm going to have to work with you. So some points in the game, I'm going to crush on you. I'm going to make sure you don't do what get out the way. And I'm going to still try to do what I need to do and put myself in position. I'm going to make sure you don't get off. I don't care that you own two spots. I just need one. I don't care that you got two of the spots on there, the colors, and it take three to get the whole lot. I just need one. You can have them two. I'm going to keep on pushing. One, as I roll and get one, I'm going to keep on pushing on the key spots. And then I can negotiate all around the board then, because I got an interest in everything that's moving. All around the board, on all points, I got an interest with somebody. That way I could come around and at least get a pass somewhere. I could guess, yeah, I ain't got to be running all around the board worried about landmines every time I roll, because I not only got my own properties, but I got interest with other people. Even if I sell out, I could keep an interest. Yeah, it's negotiation. Okay, I'm going to sell you these, but I got to have free rights when I roll. I ain't going to let you take over the board just something I'm giving you, or I got to have an interest. That way, whoever you pay, you got to pay me. Yeah, I get the roll free, and whoever you pay, I need 10% if I'm giving you this, because I still want interest in. I want you to own it, but I want to be a silent owner. Yeah, you could negotiate like that. Nobody told you that, huh? Oh, yeah, they didn't tell you you negotiate like that, huh? Damn right you can. That's life. Contract. See, but you trying to own it all. And by the time you trying to own it all and you getting your money around, shit, your whole game is paid off. Can you get on free parking and not go to jail? Can you turn over community chest and all this and chance? That's what you taking. That little stuff ain't gonna help you get nowhere. The whole board has got property and hotels and houses. See? So we don't identify nothing. So we've been strawmanned it out, and we in the Monopoly game, and we don't own nothing. We don't own nothing because we don't understand the concept. See, we won't even work together with our own families. Our own families can't even get together. I'm talking about the media family, right in their own house. Even the girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife don't know how to put in and plan together to sacrifice and make it the better way. No, he go to work, she go to work. They pay bills. Nah, got to put a plan together. Got to use your mind, your gifts and talents, put a plan together and make something happen. So that's what's been going on. The dumb down in this is terrible with us. Man, we've been dumbed down. But there is a remedy. There is hope. There is hope. Okay, so let's get down to the boy, Meet Your Straw Man by Moses G. Washington. You're going to always need a Black's Law Dictionary in your house. If you're dealing with me, you're going to need a Black's Law Dictionary and any other kind of world law books, law dictionary. Bouvier's Law Dictionary is good. John Bouvier's. I got those sets, volume 1 and 2. They from 1839. You want this older stuff. You want the older law dictionaries, fourth edition and lower. Because, see, they change wordings now. They have new editions now, revised. Yeah, like they do the Bible. And no offense to nobody, but that's what they do. I remember being young, and my great-great-auntie, she passed away when I was 94. So when I was young, she had them old school Bibles with I'm talking about with the whole family tree in there. Yeah, with birth records in there, huh? Yeah, what you talking about, a hospital? Man, they had a baby at the house, a wet nurse. Yeah. So, you go back to those days, so you want to understand Rome got a civil law, and that's what we could get into here. So this is called Meet Your Straw Man here on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip of Suleiman Bey by Moses G. Washington. Well, let me get my gargoyles out so I could get this to y'all, my spectacles, my lenses. Yeah, my lens crafters. Let me get these out now. Okay. Okay, it says, as a child, you have an imaginary friend. You may be surprised to learn that evidence exists that you have had a make-believe twin from the time your mother and father permitted a birth certificate to be filed for you. This make-believe friend is not real, but artificial. It is a straw man, an artificial entity that has a name very similar to yours. Here is the definition of straw man. A front, a third party who is put up in name only to take part in a transaction. Nominal party to a transaction. That's from Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition. The one thing about when I study and read, you go get references to where to go get it. This ain't out my mouth. This out they mouth. This is their laws. I'm going to give it to you from Caesar, from horse's mouth. That's what only thing we believe. So that's how you have to give it to the people. All right. Another one says, the term is also used in commercial and property contexts when a transfer is made to a party, the straw man, simply for the purpose of retransferring to the transferor in order to accomplish some purpose not otherwise permitted. Barron's 3rd edition. So in layman's terms, what is a straw man? The straw man is an artificial person. The straw man was created by law shortly after you were born via the registration of the application for your birth certificate. The name for the straw man is your name in all capital letters. You will notice that the inscription on the birth certificate is your name in all capital letters. The English language has precise rules of grammar, listen, that make no provisions for writing proper nouns in all capital letters. They taught you that in school, how to write names. They taught you to write whatever the first initial of your name, all capital, and then the rest lower. And maybe I was the only one taught that, and I didn't go to school long to the 8th grade, and the 9th grade 1 year, and maybe I didn't go to school long enough. Maybe they didn't teach that to after that. Maybe that was in the 10th grade they must have taught you that, how to write your name, because they just said right there. The English language has precise rules of grammar that make no provision for writing proper names in all capital letters. So your name spelled with all capital letters is a fictitious name. Your straw man has a same sounding name as your name, but it is an artificial entity which exists only by force of or in contemplation of a law. The all caps name is not your true name, which consists of the given name or Christian name or whatever following name you have, plus the sir, the family name, and appears with only initial letters capitalized. The all caps version of your name is a trade name, the name under which you do business. And I'm going to give y'all an example of that. I do business under my trade name, under my straw name. But I got a aboriginal name, a holy name. I got more names than people know. And they call them names, appellations, characteristics, yeah. But I do business under that. It's on record that I do business on that. I know who the straw man is. I do business as the authorized representative of my straw man. That's how I do business. Yeah, and I'm a flesh and blood person. I move as him, and they know if they pull me over, if they see me, whatever. It's on the records from the top to the bottom. When I say the top from the bottom, I'm talking about from the top of government here to the top of government in this world order, all the way up to Interpol, International Criminal Courts. Yeah, I got paperwork all kinds of places. UN. Yeah, Embassy Morocco, Embassy of Cuba. Shit. Okay. I put everybody on notice and let them know. Somebody do something to me. Shit. I'm going to let you know who I am and what order I'm under. It won't be no mistake about some justice being done. It's going to be on a criminal international level. It's going to be represented by a nation and people. And people will be held accountable. Yeah. You can't sue. Black man can't get no reparations. So here we go. We may also say that the straw man is a person according to the legal dictionary. Person, one, a human being. Two, this is from Black's Law. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Black's Law Dictionary, 7th edition. That's the one I use most frequently because it has the U.S. Constitution in the back of it. It's a very good law dictionary to have at your house. The 7th edition, 7th edition Black's Law. The straw man may also be said to be an artificial person, which is also defined in the legal dictionary. An entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. a being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being, also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person. Black's Law Dictionary, 7th edition. So remember Ted, I told y'all, the little bear, Ted 1 and 2, remember, Ted had his day in court like all the darkies do, all the melanated people do, had his day in court and they boop, pop, upside Ted head. Tell him, man, sit your little black butt down, my nigga. That's what they told him. We own your black ass. I'm going to talk to you how y'all talk to each other. That's what they told Ted. Sit down, man. We created you. You was created by law and given rights. And if we give you something to create you, then we could decreate you. Yeah, and we can take away your rights. Yeah, that we give you, your grants, your immunities and privileges that we get you. Yeah, you don't have unalienable, unalienable, and inalienable rights. Yeah, because you're a creation of our fiction, artificial. So that's the name of a person. So it says, a straw man may also be thought of as a legal fiction, assumption of fact made by court as the basis for deciding a legal question, a situation contrived by the law to permit a court to dispose of a matter. And that's from Black's Law Dictionary, 5th edition. You see that? A legal fiction. Let me read that again. Legal fiction. Assumption of fact made by court as basis for deciding a legal question. A situation contrived by the law to permit a court to dispose of a matter. A situation contrived by the law. It just said a legal fiction is an assumption of fact made by court as basis for deciding a legal question. So they just go assume something. They go assume the fact and make a decision based off of that. And then it said, they're going on to say, a situation contrived by the law to permit, contrive, meaning they're like, they're guilty, so y'all plotting. And then by law to permit, so it wasn't permissible, a court to dispose of a matter. So they didn't have permission to dispose of it other than by them contriving in the shenanigans, the legal fiction. So that's what's going on. So we conclude that man is a term of nature, but who created nature? Some would say God, others would say the creator, a term often used by the founder of our country, while others might hold a different view. On the other hand, we see person as a term of civil law. Who is the creator of civil law? Here we go. Civil law, a rule of civil conduct prescribed by the supreme power of a state, the civil or municipal law of the Roman Empire. Valentine's Law Dictionary, 3rd edition. Now you see how the older you go into stuff, the more definitions come out and things come out. Did you know? You see how we went from the 7th, we then went to the 6th, we then went to the 5th. You see how different ones, they have different, how the languages be where you can find stuff. Now you go look up civil law in just a regular dictionary. Webster's are just a regular dictionary for that matter. And you're not going to get the same thing what you get from the law dictionaries because it will go into the root of the law. So kings, emperors, or legislative bodies acting in sovereign capacity are the creators of civil law. When our government acts as a sovereign, it is acting outside its constitutional authority because the government is not sovereign. The states are sovereign. The people who created the government is sovereign. So we see that a man and a person are very different terms, identifying very different things. If you study Roman civil law, you will see that it originates and uses fictions of law. That is, concepts that are contrary to the natural order of things and based upon presumptions that are untrue. You will realize that this person recognized in the civil law is a fictional entity. You will come to see the vast difference between man and person. So the straw man is a person, a public name that is recognized in a civil society. We mentioned legal fiction and fiction of law. So let's see how these are defined. All right, that's what we do. We define these words, not Mr. Webster's dictionary, this definition, the law dictionary. See, they gave us Mr. Webster. It's a lot of stuff we had our eyes closed to, and we thought we got common sense. We can't have a common sense. You went to class and pledged allegiance to a flag, but it was another flag in the class, and you never asked why you ain't pledged allegiance to that flag and why that flag still is there, and why is it there in every state like that? The same flag we pledge allegiance to in the flag, other children around the country was pledge allegiance to the same flag all around the country, but nobody was pledge allegiance to the flag where they stand, the national flag of their state, where the citizens are. That's the thing. They didn't teach that. They didn't teach the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, with all the treaties in force and all the laws from the Confederation that they had before. They didn't teach that. Why they didn't teach that is the supreme law of the land, because the public school system, that's what it was created for. We are slaves in the system. We ain't supposed to be educated. We're supposed to be staying on the farm. Y'all don't understand that? Our education, all our thoughts, we've been created in their image and likeness. That's it. Let us create man in our image and likeness. Yeah, is that the recreation again? We have to dance to the tune to stay the buffoon. That's what we've been created to do, to dance to the tune to stay the buffoon. And we on go, autopilot. And we think the culture that we sell into the world is ours. How is it ours when you're getting paid to present it? It's not yours. If you getting paid to present it, if it was yours, you would present it to the world yourself. Who would have to pay you? You would be in control. You would be the bosses. You would have the NBA leagues and all that stuff because you're the product. You on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. Man, don't forget to check us out at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com also is our website where you can go if you hear anything, leave some information there, and we'll tap into you one-on-one like that and come up with some type of plan for business formation or credit repair, whatever it is, so you can learn how to that type of stuff and bust the people upside the head with these codes, with United States codes and this type of stuff. See, they're not going to tell you about that type of stuff. All it is studying and reading. So you want to go to, like I said, for your do-it-yourself kits, e-books, you want to go to Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group and check us out there. And then if you want to connect with us to build your business plan, a portfolio, dealing with all with a vast array of whether it's stocks, bonds, instruments, understanding what's going on. We got a lot. Whatever you hear in the archives, you can reach out to us there and at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Leave in information and we'll get back to you. Check us out at health.info. That's health. That's the word like healthcare. That's you got to spell it with dashes in between it to go to the website. And the website is a donation site, and it's 100% tax deductible, a 501c3 nonprofit organization with chapters in California and Texas with trucks in both areas. And they do get out to the hood. They do go out and have pictures on there. You might recognize where they at and the people because they do get active and get out. And anytime we get packages, we can start going farther now and just dispensing them to the people that need them. And we're not colorblind. We just give them to the people who need them. We get to the places they need them. And that's what we do. Yeah, we for our people, of course. But, man, we are here to uplift all fallen humanity. So help us out there at health.info. That's health, the word health, health.info. All right? That's, again, health.info. Health with the dashes between each word, .info for your donations. So you can put them anonymous or you can put your name down. You get a receipt to use for your tax advantage and get that back. So that's how the rich people do. They got to give away money because they know they get taxed and they get it back. So, yeah, you send and give it to places that you can get a write-off for it at. And, yo, look like, oh, they donated $5 million, yeah, to that foundation. That's right. They went to a foundation where they could get a write-off for it. That's right. That's what you do. So there it is there. That's your free gift right there. You help somebody and you get yours back in return. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, that's how we do. We got to spread the love. For your feminine hygiene products, don't forget to go to queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram. So check us out, y'all. Now let's get back into this. Okay. Okay. We mentioned legal fiction and fiction of law. So let's see how these are defined. Fiction of law. An assumption or supposition of law that something which is or may be false is true, or that a state of facts exists which has never really taken place. An assumption for purposes of justice of a fact that does not or may not exist. A rule of law which assumes is true and will not allow to be disproved something which is false but not impossible. Black's Law Dictionary, 5th edition. I got to read that again. Okay, I know you heard it. I know you heard it. Now you just got to go pick up the dictionary, the Black's Law Dictionary, and go and find it. Now you got to just get your literature so you can prove it. Man knoweth not by being told. What? That's what the prophet Noah Drew Ali told us. If man must know, he must be what he knows. That means you got to travel and study when somebody tell you something. You can't just take it, swallow it. That's good. And to take it all in. What about the waist? Don't you know in your body when you take step E and something come out too? The boo-boo, the waist? Yeah, that's the waste. That's the garbage. That means you put in garbage. When you know garbage, when nothing come out, that means you putting in good. You putting in going to your body. When you feed dogs the right way, when you feed them the right kind of science, the right food, you know, the science of feeding them, then they don't dump all over your yard and stuff all the time. You feed them one time a day or whatever your schedule is, once every other day or however you feed them. And you have them trained and they go make one little squat because most of it going to go to their body. If you feed them the right thing, it's going to go to their coat so it can shine, go to their muscles. They ain't going to have no waste. They're going to have waste if you're giving them garbage. So what goes in, hey, that's what goes in, go come out. That's what goes, that's how you know. So it's fiction of law and legal fiction and fiction of law. Fiction of law, assumption, supposition of law that something may be false is true, or that a state of facts exists which has never really taken place. An assumption for purposes of justice of a fact that does not or may not exist. A rule of law which assumes is true and will not allow to be disproved something which is false but not impossible. Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition. You don't stand a chance then. This distinction between a man and a person is a difficult concept to grasp, but a proper understanding of the relationship between the government, the man, and the straw man is essential to gaining increased freedom. I bear witness to that. While the concept of these relationships is very simple, there are some foundational principles that must be explored. We have mentioned that the straw man is an artificial entity or a person, but there are several types of organizations or artificial entities. There are corporations, listen y'all, corporation souls, aggregate corporations, municipal corporations, revocable living trusts, those are soul, and unincorporated business organizations. Many people use these entities for various reasons, including maintaining personal control over their assets. Did you hear that? Listen, I'm going to give it to you again. We have mentioned that the straw man is an artificial entity or person, but there are several types of organizations or artificial entities. There are corporation souls, aggregate corporations, this is for you to research, municipal corporations, revocable living trusts, those are soul, and unincorporated business organizations. Okay, they call those UBOTs. I have one of those, or unincorporated business organization trust. Many people use these entities for various reasons, including maintaining personal control over their assets, protection from lawsuits and judgments, avoidance of probate, avoidance of estate taxes, reduction in tax liability, and many other reasons. Those reasons alone have relieved so much in your life. We will look into the difference between a sole entity and an aggregate entity, the construction of these entities and the results of that construction as it applied to the straw man. So let me back up just a little bit. So it said, these corporations, it's going to help you take control of your assets, right? It's going to protect you from lawsuits and judgments, all right? Avoid probate, okay? Avoidance of estate taxes, reduction in tax liability, and many other reasons. Man, you know how much that leaves you with? Because right now, you're not been left with nothing. As a matter of fact, once you get paid, you're still in the red. That's how we live as blacks. Once we get paid, we still in the red. Amen. Alhamdulillah. Hallelujah to that. Yeah. Can the congregation say amen? Yeah. I bear witness to that. Once we get paid, we still in the hole. We paying a little here and there, trying to make it. You see. So now let me get back onto this one. Interesting instrument. In all organizations, there are two basic operational positions. One, the stockholder, owner, beneficiary, we will call this the beneficiary position. And two, the officer, president, chairman, trustee, we will call this the operational position. A sole corporation, as defined by Black's Law Dictionary, is one consisting of one person only and his successors in some particular station who are incorporated by law in order to give them some legal capacities and advantages, particularly that of perpetuity, which in their natural state as persons, they could not have. In a corporation sole, one person holds both operational positions of the organization. A corporation sole may be established under legislative authority. It is considered by statute a citizen of the government. As such, the safeguards of the Bill of Rights do not exist to corporate souls. Listen. The courts have warned that statutory license sole proprietorships are in fact a government agency by definition of how they are created. Most people who choose a sole organization do so because they maintain personal control over their assets. Okay? An aggregate corporation, such as corporations or business trusts, according to Black's Law Dictionary, is composed of a number of individuals vested with corporate powers. With an aggregate organization, different parties must hold the beneficiary and operational positions. If the same party holds them, they are a sole organization. Listen, with an aggregate organization, different parties must hold the beneficiary and operational position. If the same party holds them, they are a sole organization. Family members are always counted as one party, therefore it would be a sole organization. In an aggregate organization, the one who is in control is immune from damages or liabilities of the beneficiaries. See? That's key right there. Okay? In an aggregate corporation, the holder of the first operative position controls the assets for the holder of the second operative position. The control of the asset has been turned over to someone else's control. Right, that keeps you out of any of the affairs of liability further by appointing someone else outside of your out of yourself or your family. That keeps you way out of it, and you let them run the trust. All right, the founder of the wealthy Rockefeller family said one of his secrets to wealth was to own nothing, control everything. Key. In other words, always function from an aggregate relationship. Key. Do not own the straw man. Control the straw man. Key. If you are not the beneficiary owner of straw man, you are not liable for his debts or obligations. If you are in control, you have the highest lien hold interest on the straw man. You must be paid before anyone else collects from the straw man, and you cannot go to jail from his misdoing. A look at the structure of the straw man entity shows the ownership-control relationship in which position it is best to hold. Prior to the redemption process, redemption is a term used among freedom-loving people to describe the process of regaining control of your straw man. The man is considered both a beneficiary in the relationship and surety for the straw man. After redemption, the man is no longer a beneficiary and is no longer surety. After redemption, the man is the controller and creditor with the highest lien hold interest in the straw man. The man is now in the aggregate relationship with the straw man. He does not own the straw man, but he controls the straw man by the priority lien hold interest. In this country, the power was granted to government by the people. Power is granted to the government by the people individually to create states, and by the people as a whole to create the national government. Once the people decided individually to create states, they can only change the policy or law of the state as people collectively. That is because they have agreed to be part of the public. They are one person in a large body of people that act collectively. The people are in the state and national government at the same time. The public government is an artificial entity. The government is owned and controlled by the same people. So the government is a sole organization, not an aggregate organization. See? As long as a man is dealing publicly, he is a sole relationship with the public. The straw man, being artificial, lives in the artificial place called the public. So this is soul. You moving as a soul, y'all. At the same time, as people are acting collectively in the larger body of people called the state and national government, they maintain their ability to act individually on a private basis. Key. That's key right there. The people did not give up the rights they did not delegate to the government. They retained those rights. Any man can contract privately as they see fit, and government cannot interfere with the private contracts of men. True. So, key. The straw man lives in the public side of government. He is part of the public government and functions under the laws of the public. This is necessary and proper because the creator of an entity has the right to control it. Control your black ass. Key, y'all. You better listen. Since the government created the straw man, it is only right that the straw man live under the rule of his creator. But once the straw man has been redeemed, the government is no longer in control of the straw man. He is now controlled by the man using his right to private contracts. The man has left the public as a beneficiary and sole relationship to the straw man to live privately as creditor in an aggregate relationship with the straw man. As far as this relationship is concerned, the straw man is privately controlled. The straw man still exists as a public entity because that is the only word in which he has reality. His relationship with the man is private. See? That's key. The relationship with the man being is controlling because the man has a higher priority lean on the straw man than the government. Now that we understand who the straw man is, it is important to ask who benefits from the creation of the straw man. We will see that the straw man benefits the creator, the government, and any company that uses it in you. The government began to benefit. So listen, before we go into that, because I don't want to go down that yet. I'm just saying that for part two. Start going down that. So let's just backtrack a little bit here so we can see how they talk about aggregate corporations and so, and how to separate that relationship. So you set up something and for your family, and then you have somebody else run it. That way you aggregate. So not only is the trustee and the trust controlling it, you controlling it through that, but you're not owning it. So nobody can sue you. And then you got a trustee in place that's running it. So the trustee get to eat off your estate. The trustee gets to eat off your estate, off your plate, because the trustee is in charge of running your affairs. That's what the trustee does. So let's get an understanding of that. That's why whoever you elect need to be somebody you can trust. Do you see what the word is? It's called a trustee. And there's rules that govern trustees, what they can do and can't do. All right? So they got a job to do, and that's what you need to understand and get into, all right? So let's speed up here. Okay. The government began to benefit from the straw man in 1933. In the article on the U.S. government, on the U.S. bankruptcy, we already seen evidence that the United States went bankrupt in 1933. When this happened, the governors of all the states met to discuss what should be done. The state governors made a pledge to the federal government, okay, to fund the bankruptcy. They pledged the assets and the energy of the people belonging to the state governments. They would back the government and secure the national debt. But there was one problem. The states could only speak for the people in their public capacity. They could not pledge private living human beings or property. So it was necessary to create a bridge. That's when the 14th Amendment was created and made you artificial citizens so they could tax you and put you under that. So it was necessary to create a bridge between the living people and the creditors for the bankruptcy. The answer was to create straw men to stand in the place of the people. Yeah, so that means you the natural people. If they had to create a straw man to stand in your place to take the energy and the wealth, that means you are the people whose wealth and energy it is. Y'all better wake up. You heard it here on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip of Suleiman Bay. So they could only pledge private living human beings or property. So it was necessary to create a bridge between the living people and the creditors for the bankruptcy. That was the 14th Amendment. The answer was to create straw men, 14th Amendment citizens, to stand in the place of the people. Now, the only problem was devising a scheme whereby the people would agree to contract with the straw man as its surety. When the governors made the pledge, they agreed to register the application form for the birth certificates of the people with the U.S. Department of Commerce. The application form for the birth certificate is the security instrument, collateral, used to back the pledge. Listen, the straw man, the legal fiction, was created by using the name on the birth certificate and writing it in all capital letters, the designation for a legal fiction. Then, because of the public pledge, the people were determined to be the representative and surety for the legal fiction. This is how they made us responsible to pay back the debt of the United States. So this is why we had to go, this is my quote here, this is why we had to go, you had to go pledge allegiance. They had to pound that into us, plow the pledge of allegiance into that flag into us. So we hold on to that now. Go, go, go. When we see that, that's all we think about. We don't think about national flags, national seals. We think about that government flag. When the government or any corporation uses any process whatsoever, they are using it against the legal fiction, which they want the people to think is them. But when a name is written in all capital letters, it is not the name of a real person. It is the designation of a legal fiction that is an entirely separate entity. A living human cannot be a legal fiction, and a legal fiction cannot be a living human. One is real or natural, the other is created by law.
because the entire thing is based on paying the bankruptcy. The straw man is the debtor, and the government is against is the agent for the creditor, the international bankers who own the Federal Reserve. Whenever a government agency, such as a court, that determines liability, it is the liability of the legal straw man, since everything is done in commerce. The people are presumed, as evidenced by the pledge of their governors, to be the surety for the straw man, and they must pay the liability. All right? Now let's see how the straw man benefits others. Our straw man, through us, is a transmitter. No, see, they got a misprint in. Our straw man, though, is a transmitting utility, right, which we define as an agent solely utilized for the purpose of transmitting commercial activity for the benefit of the secured party. That's exactly what it is, y'all, so that's the key. Government and big business have set up a system so that only way a man can access the goods and services of the nation is through the straw man. The straw man serves as a utility through which goods and services may be transmitted to you. You are forced to interact with society through your straw man. You would notice that the straw man's name is used on virtually all public documents, including but not limited to birth certificates, driver's license, passport, social security card, bank account, checks and statements, credit cards, the checks you receive from your employer, legal documents, any letter from the government entity at any level, etc. You will discover that government agencies, banks and other corporations, courts and tax agencies deal with you exclusively through the straw man, meaning all capitals. These organizations insist on dealing with you only via an all caps version of your name in any and all key documents, contracts, accounts, and agreements with them. One of the many benefits and services made available through your straw man is your social security number. The SSN is a public number associated with a public persona, your straw man. The SSN is a benefit because it allows you to open a bank account or to get a job. A federal law was passed in 1994 that made it a requirement to give your SSN to get a driver's license. It would be difficult, though not impossible, to do any of these things without using the SSN. All of these things and many more can be thought of as benefits granted to the straw man. But these benefits come with a price. It should be obvious that the straw man has no body and that you benefit from the consumption, use of the goods and services made available through the straw man. At this point, you probably do not hold title to your straw man. The redemptionist process can correct this problem. Since these things are true, it is also true that you are the only one responsible for discharging the public liabilities associated with the benefits, listen, that you enjoy, courtesy of your straw man. These public liabilities include, but are not are limited to, income tax, Social Security tax, plus any and all debts that the straw man incurs. Okay? You're liable for it, right? For further evidence, the straw man is not you. Look at your personal checks. And you'll see on your personal check, your name will be in all caps. And then they're going to have that little line down there that say MP down there where the signature goes. If you take, that means micro print on your checks. Okay? If you take a fine glass and you magnify it 60 times, you would get an image, and it'll say authorized signature. That's what it keeps saying, authorized signature. All right, and I just go read that here. It says, if you read the MP, which stands for micropen, if you look carefully at the signature, you will notice that it's not a solid line. Now, you got to know this, you got to go do it yourself. Don't believe what people say. Why does it say MP there? What does it stand for? Get a microphone glass and see. Same thing with the birth certificates. Go get a microfine glass real good and go look around it and see what you see on there. You'd be surprised the stuff you see that's encoded. Okay? It says if you look carefully at the signature, you will notice that it is not a solid line. The line is made up of some words and spaces that are repeated over and over again as shown here. We're talking about on your check. Just stick the signature line on your check. Where it say memo, then your signature line over there where it say MP? Yeah. The image shows a section on the signature line magnified 60 times. You can clearly see that the words that make up the line are authorized signature. Okay? Okay, they got all kinds of other security features that you can look and see, too. The reason the signature line on personal checks is made up of the words authorized signature is because it is a physical impossibility for the account holder, your straw man, to sign the check. Remember, your straw man has no hands with which to sign the check. The banks know that every signature appearing on a personal check is the signature of the flesh and blood agent, the authorized representative, you. However, the words are printed in microprint to disguise the fact that you are the authorized representative. rather than the principal, right, on the account. When you sign the check or any other document for the straw man, you are actually an accommodating party, that is surety, wherefore 100% liable for everything the principal straw man is liable for. For further proof that you are liable for the benefits you receive through your straw man. Do not despair. There is a way out of this malaise. There are a couple of elements to a strategy to gain freedom. What element is to copyright your name? Both your true name, the all caps version, and all its derivatives. Check. A second element is to use CC filings to take control of your straw man, a process that is often called redemption. Okay, names are nothing more than property. No one is his trade name, all caps spelling of your name, nor is anyone his true name. A name can only be trademarked, service marked, and copyrighted by the owner for the purpose of restricting others from unauthorized use and unjust enrichment at the expense of the owner. If you are 18 or older, you, the flesh and blood man or woman, own your name and you may copyright it under the common law. Okay. After copyrighting your name, no one will be able to use your name to enrich themselves without first gaining your agreement. Let's say a police officer pulled you over and wanted to give you a ticket. You can warn the officer that he is using your copyrighted name for financial benefit, and that is a violation of your copyright. You should also inform him that to persist in the use of your copyrighted material without your permission carries an automatic penalty of $500,000. You have just formed a legal binding verbal contract with the officer. If the officer then persists in using your name without permission, he has breached the contract. You then have the right under UCC Article 9 to default judgment against him using non-judicial proceedings to collect on the debt that he owes you. This is a very powerful concept that can be used in dozens to hundreds of ways. We will close right there with this last minute. So, study. Keys, y'all, to finding out ways to operate and to move and to, you know, people, you hear that word about the straw man and people taking control, and what does that mean? What is that? So you get an understanding of what it is. We're legal fiction. We are Ted. That's why you got to go watch the movie Ted. Over and over. Yeah, we got to. We got to watch the movie Ted and over so we get an understanding. Hey, you've been on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. I want you to follow me. Follow us at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. And like I said, that's for your do-it-yourself e-books. We got some good ones on there. We're going to come out with an all-you-can-eat business formation book. I know people think you got businesses, you know how to form businesses, but you got to have your businesses. I ain't talking about because you got a business and you're generating money. Oh, whoop-de-doo. That's what everybody who hustle want to do. Everybody's in the business to generate money. But can you form a business off the presses with the paper game so good that you could be funded, that people give you money? You feel me? That you have, now you have the money, instead of being a mom's and pop store, now you have the money to all the ideas and the creation that you have in your mind that you could bring them to fruition because you understand business formation now, because your business is formed to where people will be sending you money. See, you're getting the tips and the stuff. You're setting your stuff up for wealth. You feel me? You get into, so that's what we do. That's what we do with Legal Empowerment. And that's another company that I have with others, with Miss Tay Bay. And she's been doing some good work with the do-it-yourself e-books. And like I said, we're going to come out with a business formation from A to Z and give you the tips and how to go form a business, come off the press, and get you $200,000, $300,000. And the sky's the limit, depending on how you want to apply the system, depending on how many layers you want to put on it. But just coming off the press where you could get a nice bag and then flourish from that. You know, you could have gas cars, or you go get fleets of cars. Yeah, you want to be industrious? Yeah, you got to buy work from us. That's the song, huh? You remember the song they say that? Yeah, you got to buy work from us, man. You want to be successful, man, come see us. So Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. And if you want to contact us more in depth, hit us there, whatever link's there, and at the website, legalempowermentgroup101.com. You can leave your information, and you'll get back information, and we'll get at you there. Don't forget to tap in and take finance to uplift a nation. We have Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity, two chapters, one in California, one in Texas, trucks in both areas. They moving and grooving and whatever food, whatever products, appliances and stuff, they get that stuff out. Believe that. And we know about giving. We know about receiving, you know, so that's what we do. We get that stuff back. We're trying to get a building together so we could be like the Salvation Army and stuff like that. I have a warehouse where people could come through. We're trying to start the food and our feeding program that we're going to start doing soon. We start feeding. It's going to start to warm back up again. Start feeding the people and the youth. So, yeah, we're going to need finances to uplift. We need people's donation. Always don't got to be monetary. It could be canned goods and all kinds of stuff, whatever it could be. But, yeah, we need your help. So helping up acquire life through humanity. That's health.info, the word health like healthcare, h-e-a-l-t-h.info for the donations. And don't forget to check out Ms. Tebe at queenkitty.net. That's queen, K-I-T-T-Y.net, and Queen Kitty at Instagram. I want to thank y'all for coming through on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drift. I hope I gave y'all some news that y'all could use. Man, I hope I see y'all again through here. And we're just going to keep building, man. That's what we're going to keep. We'll keep building with each other. Tell a friend. All y'all just coming in from everywhere around, man, tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell a friend that they here, man. Suleiman Bey at the Blog Talk Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip, man. Tell them to come through and see me. Put it on your link it in to where anytime I do a show, it alerts you, whatever links. Hey, I appreciate that. And we're going to start on Fridays doing the call-in. So put the call-in number, log it in for the guest call-in so you'll know on Fridays you could call. And it's 914-205-5502. We start doing the Friday call-ins. That's 914-205-5502. Like, again, I want to just thank y'all. Enjoy y'all day. Be safe. Be vigilant. Start doing things to correct your status. Understand that nationality is the order of the day, because then the only people with nationalities have a seat at the table at the UN. And the Trump character said it best. And I quote, Donald Trump said it best. And I quote, he said, it's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. Woo! And that's a gangster as you could get right there. So I want to thank y'all for coming through once again to Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Follow us at them other forums. Follow me at Bey Suleiman 7 at TikTok. And follow me at Bey Suleiman at Instagram, because I will be dropping gems a few times a week or whatever. So like I said, just follow me, give me a like or whatever. Just keep me in your follow so you'll see what I post, because I got some news you can use. Thank y'all, and come again. Peace and love.